This is Senator Al Simpson. Senators voted to ratchet up the pressure a notch against China as we closely observe the situation there. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, George Bush has done a steady, sensitive, and skillful job of handling U.S. foreign policy in China. His efforts thus far have been prudent and thoughtful, but the images we see in China, the brutal violence inflicted on the peaceful student demonstrators, and the executions in the aftermath continue to sadden, infuriate, and repulse us all. Now we need to sharpen our efforts in support of democracy and against this brutal activity. The Senate initiative endorses conditions imposed by the President, calls for a broad review of all bilateral trade agreements between the U.S. and China, and for a review of China's most favored nation's trading status. It's a new, tougher message, Ted. That's what China has to hear. We don't have to tolerate these horrid civil rights abuses. You surely finally agree with me on that one, don't you, Ted?
Al, the world was appalled by the brutal massacre of the innocent Chinese students in Tiananmen Square. Since then, we've continued to be appalled by the mass arrests, the kangaroo court executions of student leaders, the reign of terror still taking place, and the ongoing intimidation of students and workers in the pro-democracy movement. The country want the president to do more. The initial sanctions were too weak in the first place. Now they become only a slap on the wrist in the face of continuing repression. By overwhelming votes, Congress has called for additional action, including stronger economic sanctions by the United States and worldwide cooperation with our allies to apply greater economic and diplomatic pressure. The administration grudgingly said that they would live with our action. In fact, they should welcome it. It's time to put our country where we ought to be, squarely on the side of the students in China. It may be their fight, Al, but it's our fight, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on military child care. Will the Pentagon catch up to the 20th century? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.